As the huge clean-up continues in Western Australia's midwest in the wake of Cyclone Seroja, there are concerns about how long the rebuild could take. The WA construction industry is already experiencing a significant backlog, and with materials and labour already stretched, there are predictions it might take 2 years before reconstruction of the region is complete. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Driving between his farm properties in and around the town of Mullawar, Rod Messina was shocked at the extent of the damage from the cyclone.
There wasn't one place I saw that didn't have any sort of damage at all. So, you know, I think yesterday they were talking, you know, a 70 or 80 kilometre wide band by 700 kilometres long. Well, you can just imagine anything in that path is going to have damage. So it's a huge area.
On his own properties, a roof has been ripped from a house. He's lost 13 sheds, fertiliser supplies, countless fences, windmills and water tanks. And while his insurer says he'll be covered for the losses, the timeline is less certain.
Basically, our insurance has said, you know, we'll be able to, no problems cash settling or giving you a list of preferred suppliers, but the chances of getting anything done or where you are on the list or, you know, that's going to be the biggest issue. Like, I just don't know where we're going to find the people to fix the structural stuff.
The problem is that Western Australian builders are already experiencing significant delays in getting projects off the ground thanks to shortages of material and labour. With 70% of the buildings in Kalbarrie either damaged or destroyed, significant damage in Northampton and surrounding rural communities, the construction industry will struggle to cope with the demand.
We are concerned about how that's all going to play out at a trade level.
John Jalavis is the Executive Director of Master Builders WA. He says while the COVID-19 pandemic has restricted supply of building materials, government stimulus like the Home Builder Package has fuelled demand.
Since the stimulus had been introduced, there's really been a massive upswing, and that's caused some supply chain issues, particularly with some of the wet trades at the moment, concreters and bricklayers, and that's just one part of the story. What we've also seen is some of the global supply chain, the local supply chains of materials being impacted, and we've seen timber being one, particle board.
Which means it'll be some time before cyclone-affected communities will be back on their feet.
I would estimate that once the clearing process goes on and the assessment and all the things that need to occur, I think it would take around about 2 years to completely rebuild.
For Rod Messina, who's in the midst of planting canola, wheat and other crops, a slow rebuild is a delay he can't afford.
We can all build sheds and repair sheds as farmers. It's what we do, you know, if we have to do it, but like I say, our priority now is the 2021 crop, and we need to get that in the ground, and how we're going to do those extra things on the farm is really beyond me.
Mullawar farmer Rod Messina ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.